you said last year, and in classic soundbite style that we love in the media, that's you'd like to see the Rays in Tampa, but you will not be, your quote, the boyfriend in St. Pete's divorce with the team. So
I may be the pool guy, though.
You might be the pool guy. So there will be a divorce?
Well, you know, that's yet to be determined. I think clearly there is a some strife in the marriage. That has to be worked out between the city of St. Petersburg and the Rays. There is a contract. We have to respect that contract. I'm not going to get in the middle of that contract.
A contract that you said can be broken because it's a contract.
But it is, but it's between them. And for me to get involved with a legally binding contract would be akin to torturous interference, and I would leave myself subject to litigation, as would anybody who interferes with it. Now, all of that being said, if they can't come to some resolution, and if they can't find a way to make that business model work, and if the Rays and the city of St. Pete decide to part, then I firmly believe that as a region, as business leaders in this region and as elected officials, we need to find a way to keep the Rays in the Tampa Bay area.
Now, you've said that you do want to be ready if that happens. So how so, specifically?
Well, I think I would be doing the citizens of this region a disservice by not being ready. I think we need to know what our options are. I think we need to know what Tampa or Tampa Bay could bring to the table financially. We need to work with the Rays to put bodies in those seats, irrespective of what location they're in, because ultimately you have to have a financially stable franchise in order for them to even contemplate staying in the Bay Area. What I don't want is to lose that team to Las Vegas or to Charlotte or somewhere else. Until that day comes, I can't do anything in the affirmative. All I can do is position this community to be ready, that if presented with that decision, that we know what our options are and we know what we could bring to the table. We know where potential locations could be. We know what this community is willing to bear in terms of helping the team remain in the area. And for me to not do that, I think would be not doing the preparation that people would expect of me.
Mayor Buckhorn, you threw out the first pitch at a Rays game last year. I'm just going to guess that St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster was not in the stands rooting you on.
Well, Mayor Foster and I have far more in common than we do disagree on.
Do you get along with Mayor Foster? Do you hang out?
He's a great guy. We get along great. And on issues of importance to the Bay Area, Bill Foster and I are absolutely in lockstep. Whether it's transportation, whether it's economic development, whether it's Republican National Convention. He has been a great partner for me, and hopefully I have been for him. Whatever happens with baseball, we need to separate that from the 99% of the other issues that we are involved in, because I can tell you, on those issues, his support has been unequivocal.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.